This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. OSF St. Mary Medical Center has a new president, as the current president, Roxana Crosser, is taking on a more regional role with OSF Healthcare. And the new president, starting later this month, is Jennifer Junis, who joins me on the line right now. Jennifer, welcome. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I was telling you off the air that I knew your name from somewhere, and it was because you've spent a long time at the OSF hospital in Kewaunee, correct?
I did. I spent 7.5 years as their chief nursing officer.
You've been with OSF Healthcare for quite a long time. So what made you interested in this move to Galesburg?
So after I was the chief nursing officer in Kewaunee, I became the president at OSF St. Paul in Mendota. Mendota Community Hospital was joining the OSF healthcare system, so I went over there to integrate them within the OSF system and ease their way into that, and had a great experience there. And when Roxana moved into her regional role, thought the opportunity at St. Mary's would be a great one as the next step for me.
So we've gone over a little bit of your background with OSF here. Tell us where else you've been on this journey.
So I am a registered nurse, so I spent most of my bedside nursing career in the emergency department. And when I went to Kewaunee Hospital, it was my first executive position as a chief nursing officer. And then my first president position within OSF was in Mendota. And very much looking forward to joining the team in Galesburg, as they've done such a fabulous job of caring for the community.
It strikes me as maybe perhaps a potentially daunting task, perhaps, going from being a chief nursing officer at one location to being in charge of the whole darn hospital at another. Has it been that daunting, or how has that transition kind of been for you?
It actually was a great transition. Having a clinical background and having a small rural hospital where you really learn the ins and outs of clinical and operations really helps as you move into that next role as a president to see that big picture, and because so much of what we do is in that clinical and operational space.
St. Mary's here in Galesburg has seen quite a bit of change and expansion the last number of years, with more being planned, and we just saw that here a week or so ago with the dedication of the new lobby area. Is that daunting at all, knowing that you'll be presiding over a lot of that going on?
I'm very excited about the opportunity. Our sisters have made a huge investment into St. Mary's and the community of Galesburg, and to be able to be a part of that is quite an honor and a blessing.
What other things do you see kind of on your plate when you come to take over at St. Mary's? That'll be at the end of the month here, correct?
Correct. I'll do a transition to the new president over at St. Paul in Mendota, and then I will be coming over to Galesburg and doing some transition work with Roxana so she can take on her more regional role. I'm really looking forward to it. I think the ever-changing world of healthcare right now can be daunting, but it's super exciting as we focus more on health and well-being and really the whole person, not just their acute illness, but really how do we keep our communities healthy and well.
Were you surprised when this opportunity came up to come to Galesburg?
Well, our ministry is always growing, and I've been through several leadership development programs within our ministry, and so that's one thing that OSF Healthcare has done a fabulous job of, is really investing in their leaders and giving them the education and the formation within our ministry to be able to take on that next role.
I'm going to draw on your experience as being a chief nursing officer here. I was just thinking about that in terms of for a couple of years I worked in Springfield, and there was always talk there of in that area, and I guess maybe across the country, of there being a shortage of nurses in general at hospitals. Do you still kind of see that? Do you think there's a shortage at all, and perhaps even specifically at St. Mary's or any of the other hospitals in the area? How do you get past that, I guess? How do you overcome that problem if it is indeed a problem?
I think not only are we seeing a shortage of registered nurses across the nation, but we also are seeing a shortage of providers, whether that's physicians or advanced practice providers, as well as some of our other clinical areas of therapy and laboratory. And so it's always a challenge to continue to engage our youth, to be really involved in the schools and be role models and be out there talking to our youth about what healthcare and what a career in healthcare is all about.
I've kind of asked this already, but maybe I'll ask in a different way. Once you get here at the end of the month, is there one particular priority area for you to work on, or is it just kind of sort of that transition phase, as you said, and see where you go from there?
I think the main priority is building relationships within the hospital and the medical center, and getting to know people, getting to know our employees, our mission partners, we call them, as well as then getting to know the community and all the services that we provide.
Here, towards the end of the last year here in 2017, OSF had some issues that were thankfully resolved with Blue Cross Blue Shield and that insurance coverage there. I imagine that's got to be kind of a sigh of relief for you, knowing you're not going to be walking into a situation still having to deal with some of that, right?
That is definitely a sigh of relief for OSF Healthcare, as well as for all of our patients that we serve. So I am very thankful that that is resolved, knowing that that could occur again, and that's why we have to continue to improve and be the best quality healthcare provider out there.
Jennifer, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want the public to know about you as you move into your new gig here?
I just wanted to know how excited I am to join the community and to be a service to the community.
All right, very good. And we're very glad to have you. And I know you're going to do good things here in Galesburg, and we're glad to have you. Jennifer Junis, the incoming president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, thank you again so much for your time. Congratulations on the move up, and I'm sure we'll be talking plenty down the road, too.
Thanks. Well, I look forward to talking to you again.
Again, Jennifer Junis on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Sports and more straight ahead on this Wednesday night here at WGIL.